So I want to hear about your 32-year-old lady, Neeraj, and mainly focus on what happened when she relapsed. Before we start with that, though, again, I want to give the three of you an opportunity. Any questions or you want to bounce off the faculty? Hold on. Any other? Did you have a question?
Yeah, one thing. Are we looking like adopted BBVD, just like ABVD?
It's almost certainly the Italians are going to be doing this. They already realize they cannot give 12 doses of BV. So I think that there will already be studies that are out there where the thought process is that you'll give 2 months of BV, AVD, and do something. And I think that that was the rationale for the early stage study that you asked us in the beginning. With a high PET2 negative rate, you can already imagine the designs of the study then just dropping BV and finishing off with AVD. And I think that that's going to happen. We believe, right, that we are trying to cure Hodgkin lymphoma patients with less treatment. The goal is to maintain the cure rate with less treatment.
That's interesting, though. So right now, John, if you were going to use BV-ABD, would you use a PET-adapted approach?
It's hard to do it from a data-driven perspective. Yeah, I mean, I think, as I mentioned earlier, I think people are going to play around with it. But I think strictly from an evidence standpoint, we're not in a position to do it.
And is it that clear that what you would drop would be the BV?
Well, we can drop the bleomycin with ABVD.
Yeah.
And so I don't see why we couldn't drop the BV. I mean, I think there are other options where one could argue you could maybe do a study where you would just drop all the chemotherapy and just give brentuximab. But in countries where there's more cost conscience, that type of approach is not feasible.